til show. Yo. Beating the Block. Episode 6. Welcome. What's happening? What's up? Beating the Block. It is August 26, 2010. You tuned in to Beating the Block with your boy Cyber Soldier. What's up? AKA DJ Kevo, but you know we're not going to get into semantics. We'll go right in. Let y'all know what interests me this week. Little articles that I got. Canadian police find bears guarding pot crop. That just sound crazy out top. In Vancouver, a pair of marijuana growers in Western Canada appear to have been using bears to protect their illegal crop. But the well-fed animals proved to be a bit lax in their guard duties, police said on Wednesday. The bears out there will skyrocket high. I'd be more worried about them stealing my product. Officers were dismantling two large outdoor plots of marijuana near Christina Lake, British Columbia, when they realized there were 10 large black bears wandering around the farm property. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said. So they raided the place. They seized some plants. You look up, bear just walked by. I'm like, what's up? Eyes bloodshot red. They gave him new meaning to the term Smokey the Bear. But I digress. Officers were initially worried the bears might be dangerous, but quickly realized the animals were actually very docile and content to just sit around as the marijuana was seized, police said in a news release. Two people were arrested in connection with the drugs. The bears, which were apparently being fed dog food to keep them on the property, may eventually have to be put down. Ah, that's sad. Why they had to put down the bears, though? They ain't do nothing. I done did the same thing. You lure me to an area. You feed me. You got different recreationals. You know, I'm gonna chill a while. Why I got to die? Police probably, they wanted to take everybody. No witnesses. Pretty sure it's 20 large plots of marijuana. But, yeah, man. I hate to see a coke type bear. That would be crazy. Well, the bear's just sitting there, you know, just eating the marijuana and going about their business. That's a fail. Moving on. No fat chicks allowed, says a nightclub in, what's that, Mozak? No fat girls allowed, Kavit, comes as no surprise to industry insiders. Musiques. This is Montreal. Although a Montreal nightclub is distancing itself from an invitation on its Facebook page that specified no fat girls allowed, people familiar with the local party scene said clubs regularly, if not so overtly, discriminate based on looks. What kind of club is that? What, they want a whole bunch of Jennifer Aniston's in there or something? They probably turned me away because I'm black. God damn. Look, everybody knows clubs are selective, says Stefano Apostolakalos, whatever the fuck his name is, owner of S-Man Productions. That sounds like a gay porn company. A Montreal promotions kind of, okay. Still sound like a gay porn company. A nightclub that wants to attract a certain kind of crowd will never openly turn people away based on weight, he said, But if people don't fit in with the club's look, a bouncer can still find some excuse to turn them away. Whether it's a long wait time, an expensive bottle service fee, or claiming the club is at capacity. So they discriminating against the white girls. That's messed up, man. I don't get why they. What's the maximum? How are they gonna measure? I mean, who else is gonna? Big girls be the main one that's dancing in the club. Skinny girls be all on the side of dancing with a circle, man. A big girl come up and dance on you for real. That is discrimination, and I don't like it. And music, you on the list. Rip. I see DeMarcus online. I don't know if I'm I'll try to call him. Let me see what's up. Shit was loud. Alright, here and done. Where was I? I was taking down. Discrimination comes with the right to refuse entrance. Apostolakos, owner of the gay porn company, said in an interview. Nightclubs can openly turn people away based on age or dress by setting age minimums or dress codes, he explained. Was he the ambassador of clubs? The invitation was posted last week on the Facebook page of Mosaic, a posh nightclub on St. Laurent Boulevard, and included the ban on fat girls, quote unquote. Followed by the emoticon of a winking smiley face. The invitation was taken down last week. Well, yeah. When I saw it, I freaked out. I was livid, said one plus-size woman who received the message as a member of Zeke's Facebook group. So y'all just out the blue. What jerk off in there? Man, had the balls to post that, to make a decision like that. That'll hurt their entire business. You're wrong. Talk to him, Simon.
Okay. Zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
That's right. Zero. Of course, nightclubs want to attract a certain kind of clientele. He just explained in a way. I'm not going to get into the fucking details, but simple fact, they have clubs out here in on the South that basically means no blacks. All right? It's no gold teeth, no hats. Which I kind of understand. Okay, take your hat off inside. But no gold teeth, braids. How you going to discriminate against somebody's hairstyle? What is that? I never understood that. It had a club that says no braids. Might as well just say, hey, stay out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can get a woman's opinion. I got this Skype up. You know what I'm saying?
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
And I am happy. Let me see if I can find her real quick. Let me try to get her together. In the meantime, let me go ahead and put on a little jammer for you folks. Let's get some music to kind of just go with the vibe, you know what I'm saying? Music. I'm feeling that. Nigga not finna, yep. Coming down, beating the, oh, hold up. Coming down, beating the damn block. It's the boy, Cyber Soldier on lock. Now I ain't, I'm wide open. No, they steady scoping. Yeah, we steady stroking. Damn microphone, the internet. We be the best. Yes, I'm a vet. Of the what? Man, that's just a taste. I ain't gonna even just spoil y'all like that.
I was born a poor black child.
What's good, nigga?
All right, let's see if Marvin don't pick up. Man. Hold up.
Hello?
Just about to hang up. You on live with Beating the Block. Oh, I did hang up. Oh, that's why she don't know what this number is. Alright, I was trying to call and get a woman's opinion. But fuck it, it's late night. Kanye West, if you remember last show, I played that song Forever. Daddy Drop played the video. It's a jam song. I like it. I don't care what the haters say. And I eagerly await his next release. Kanye West to release a new song every week until Christmas. As the tension and excitement builds in the months leading up to the release of Kanye's still untitled fifth album, Kanye West is quote-unquote all about the fans and will be releasing a new song every week until Christmas. Now, I did the math. Well, no, okay, I didn't do the math. I'm about to do the math on that. So that's one song every week until Christmas. If I can find the fucking calculator. That would be nice if I could find a calculator, man. There we go. Alright, now it's when is it starting? Let me finish the article first. Okay. Kanye, who tweeted the announcement Sunday night, August 22nd, stressed the importance of giving back to the fans. He also let the fans know how hard he has been working to ensure that his label, GOOD Music, puts out a quality product. I know y'all need the music, so I'm dropping one song every weekend until Xmas. It may be my song and it may be a new song, etc., Kanye tweeted. A minute later, the Chicago-based MC coined impromptu release as Good Fridays. When will it start? Okay, so I'm going to give an educated guess to how many songs that will be. Starting the third. Okay, that's 2, 3, 4. That is approximately 22 songs. From September to the 24th of October. So I guess it's kind of like a full album. So maybe he had a double album that he wanted to put out. And, you know, it's crazy that he wanted attention. So he did that. I mean, it's a nice move. It's something different. And I'm looking forward to it. He's working on projects with Pusha T, Raekwon, Mos Def, Swiss Beats, Pharrell. So I'm going to be looking into that. Moving on. In March, four NYPD officers acting on Department Intelligence went to the home of Walter and Rose Martin in Brooklyn, New York, looking for a suspect, and broke a window as they worked their way inside. The Martins, retired and in their 80s, were clean, and a police spokesman later admitted that the officers had wrongly visited or raided the Martins' home more than 50 times since 2002. Because of a 2002, 8 years, 8 years. Out the blue, you just hear the police roll up. So I'm saying they couldn't do that to no black people, man. The second time they'd have came. Not the third time they'd have came. I'd give them three. Third time they'd have came, it would have been a lawsuit. So, you know what I'm saying? Third time, they'd have been like,
your rent's due, motherfucker!
You know what I'm saying? So, let's move on. When the software was originally installed, an operator tested it by mindlessly typing in a random address, but that happened to be the Martins' house, and thus the visits and raids began. The Martins said they have been assured several times that the problem has been corrected. But evidently their address has wormed its way too deep into the system. Wow, what a fucking fail, NYPD. Fail. And I'm gonna go ahead and take a break real quick. And put out some on. I'm trying to get organized in here. I'm saying I'm almost there. Shit. I'm getting there. I went to the track today. Man. My whole chest was burning. It was hard to breathe. Damn it, I'm trying to find this fucking song. There we go. Okay, y'all chill back, relax. Janice, new bum beater. Be back in a sec.
Hold up, man. Hold up, man. I know you ain't think we wasn't finna come through with something for the slam. Must be crazy, nigga. You know we come down. It's Texas, nigga. That's off the top, ho. Hold up. That's some shit that'll shake the sidewalk right there. Damn. You pop this trunk. Bang down this block. Beat him down right quick, man.
I'm riding slow.
I'm in the slab, swinging up the air.
I'm riding for.
Sitting on leather with my shit together.
I'm riding for.
I'm doing 30 while I'm riding dirty.
I'm riding slow.
Sitting on buck and I don't give a fuck. So bitch, what's up?
Beep beep so they can see when I'm rolling through the hood. Beep beep so they can see how I play in Crips is full.
Where boys pop truck and bang, bang. Come down in the candy thing. Hitting that switch, letting them hang. Hit me a stang, maybe a lick. Pound of the brown, maybe a brick. Burn that perp inside of the guard with a badass bitch inside of the car. C to the A, B to the I, L to the L to the A to the C, B to the U to the N to the B. Ripping that P to the A to the T. I'm a dirty South representer. Summertime, spring to the fall to the winter. OG in the game, no beginner. Don't take a loss, get with a winner. Lobsters on my plate for dinner. And your bitch is the midnight snack. Break it off when I'm laying up in her. When I'm done, I'ma send her right back. Iced out chain, frozen wrist. Rip that grain when I close this fist. Diamonds up against the wood in the hood and I can't be missed.
I'm riding slow.
I'm in the slab, swinging up the air.
I'm
sitting on leather with my shit together.
I'm
doing 30 while I'm riding dirty.
I'm riding slow.
Sitting on buck and I don't give a fuck. So bitch, what's up?
Beep beep so they can see when I'm rolling through the hood. Beep beep so they can see how I play in Crips is full. Beep beep, I bet they see that now I'm living.
Smoking pole. If you ain't smoking dro, then what the fuck you smoking for? Well, my deposit up, about to give the world a show. You know the trunk gon' glow. You know them screens gon' show. You know the fifth gon' fall. You know them foes gon' crowd. You know that Texas gotta show y'all how we like to ball. My trunk knocking, got them watching like I'm on the stage. Them 415s sound like lions busting out of cage. I'm getting paid and riding clean since the 11th grade. No more braids, now I'm razor on my tape of fade. I got it made, went to Ike and I got it sprayed. Now when I park where it's dark, you can't see the shade. I'm in the slab, swinging up the air. Sitting on leather with my shit together.
I'm
doing 30 while I'm riding dirty.
I'm riding slow.
Sitting on buck and I don't give a fuck. So bitch, what's up?
Beep beep so they can see when I'm rolling through the hood. Beep beep so they can see how I play in Crips is full. Beep beep, I bet they see that now I'm living.
Man, there's a road through the city, leather so soft, paint so pretty, wheel so shiny, rim so new. When I hit your hood, what you gon' do? Fall back and break bread with a G though.
Cheeto, Cheeto. We know I'm the goldest, but I guess you already know this. Jay's the freshest, chain the coldest, hard to miss, easy to notice. Watch me show this, easy as pie, badass broad, easy on the eye. I'm so clean and she's so fly, man, we so player and that's no lie. When we come through, pass on by. If you gon' hate, take your ass on by. Sitting on top of the world, so really don't need nobody to crash my high. On book with the stitch it took. These boys know I'm not giving a fuck. Try to step and get stuck, so don't pressure your luck. What's up?
I'm riding slow.
I'm in the slab, swinging up the air.
I'm
sitting on leather with my shit together.
I'm
doing 30 while I'm riding dirty.
I'm riding slow.
Sitting on book and I don't give a fuck, so bitch, what's up?
BP so they can see when I'm rolling through the hood. BP so they can see how I play in grips this wood. BP pop that they see that now I'm living good.
Gripping the grain, gripping the stain.
I'm riding slow.
Riding slow.
I'm riding slow.
Welcome back to the show. That's jamming a song on there right now to me. Congratulations to Bun B2 for getting 5 mics from the source for this third album, Trilogy. Y'all go pick it up. I was gonna try to do a phone call. Alright, I guess I'll try. Let me see something. I left the dog out. I think I'll shut it down now. Alright. See you guys next week.